When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Everyone deserves a chance in the driver's seat. For GM and Revolt, that means leading the way on the road to an all-electric future and envisioning a world with zero crashes, zero tailpipe emissions, and zero congestion. GM's committed to making EVs accessible for everybody. That means you too. So what are you waiting for? GM's got the keys. You grab the wheel. Learn more about an all-electric future and the 000 initiative at GM.com. GM, everybody in.
There's no purpose in teaching anybody who don't really want to learn, who really don't want to get to it. Everybody want to play entrepreneur. They don't want the sacrifice that come with this shit.
Truly. Late nights, early mornings.
You're going to lose friends, lose girlfriends, family going to call you crazy, not going to believe in you, then you make it, and then everybody going to be like, I'm proud of you, let me get some money.
What I've realized that wealthy people understand, and people in general, is the small concepts that you can apply to get wealthy. You don't gotta be super smart and gotta know all the intricacies of real estate or taxes or e-commerce or whatever, trucking, whatever it is.
It's good if you wanna be rich in that business, but you don't need to know that.
You don't need to know everything. You just need to know small, basic concepts. Mm-hmm. And one of the smallest basic concepts that anybody can understand is get money by income. Get money, buy more money.
I woke up feeling wealthy today. My bank account might not agree, but hey, that shit on the way. Me and my niggas laying brick on top of brick till we straight. If you the type that play the victim, you can't come in my space. You know this game ain't for the weak, it's hard to carry this weight. I keep my balance through the ups and downs, I'm never gonna break. You feel the purpose in my spirit when you look in my face. Cause this ain't a second, I can waste something food on place.
What's up with the wealthy people? It's your guy, David Bellard, one of the founders of the Black Wealth Renaissance. Back at it again with another installment of the Black Wealth Renaissance Podcast, your favorite show, and you know it's the place to go, man.
Number one in the world.
Jalen Clark. Jalen, how you living, dog?
I'm doing great, man. What's up with it, y'all? It's your boy, Jalen, man. Another founder of the Black Wealth Renaissance Podcast. Feeling great, dog. Sipping on the tequila and the pineapple juice today.
If you know a tequila company that wants... come on, man. Like,
we'll
put your bottle right here.
Dollars. We even do a whole tasting segment for your shit.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, look, we love some tequila. We're some tequila drinkers. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
But again,
I just came back from Mexico, too. So please don't send me that low barrel shit. I need smooth. I need the real shit.
Hey man, it was awakening, dog. When you know better, you got
to
do better.
I'm trying to tell you, dog. Like, I tasted some 35 year old age tequila. When I tell you that shit was so good, dog, I was like, damn, this shit, it, no bite. It's just like
you tasted the wisdom in it.
I'm trying to tell you, man, that shit was amazing, dog. Hell yeah!
Oh, y'all get tequila. I'm telling you. So look, we some tequila drinkers. We're connoisseurs of tequila, but that's neither here nor there. That's just us putting it out there. But yeah, y'all already know we here to kick game and give value. This is what Black Wealth Renaissance is all about. We're back with another installment. Before we get to introducing our guests, y'all already know what to do. Make sure y'all leave us that 5-star rating and review.
I need it. Hit that little notification bell on YouTube.
Like, share, subscribe. Make sure that you're putting this information out there for people who need it. This episode today is going to be fucking amazing. Yeah. This is something that we don't talk about
nearly enough. We're very passionate about.
We don't talk about it nearly enough because it's literally, we just talked about the lifeblood of the economy on the last episode. Now we're about to talk about the lifeblood of your business. We're talking about marketing. Marketing and automation. These are two of the most important things that you can do as a business owner to make sure that you are ensuring your success. Because how the hell are you going to make some sales if don't nobody know what your product is and what it do? And the brother that we got on today, he is the mastermind, the big brain behind the BizCo back end private banker society that you just heard two episodes ago with our brother Dr. Jake Taylor. He is a 6-7-8 figure marketing genius. I mean, he putting plans and plays together, and he gonna kick a lot of game. This is none other than Mr. Ignacio Zambrano, the COO?
CMO.
CMO. Look at me. CMO of the BizCo brand. Welcome to the show, Ignacio.
I appreciate it. I'm happy to be here. I appreciate the opportunity to be on the podcast. To be completely honest with you, this is my first like podcast to be actually like step on and to like showcase. I like staying behind the scenes.
You like to be on the back end.
Yeah, exactly. I consider myself an influencer of influencers. You know what I'm saying? I like to like be on the back end, but also put things in place that I know work. So I appreciate the opportunity to be here, man. I'm excited. I've been following the brand for a while. I've attended events where you guys have been sponsors of and kick games. So I appreciate the value that you guys are giving to the community, and I'm happy to contribute any way that I can, brother.
Hey, man, thank you.
Absolutely.
So, Ignacio, man, just to get started, Iggy for short. I'm going to call you Iggy. Cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Man.
But Iggy, I know I gave a brief introduction. I would like just to get started for you to give our audience an introduction to yourself and kind of how you found your way into this marketing business.
Yeah, absolutely. First and foremost, man, I'm from Mississippi, brother. I got to put that out there. I'm from Mississippi. I'm a country brother.
Crooked letter, man.
Yeah. Born and raised Mississippi. Shout out to my brother, Dear Silas. I ain't stressing today. That's a childhood friend. But Mississippi is my background. When you come from Mississippi, you don't come from a lot.
Just like it's, Louisiana,
it's food and it's family back home for me. But it's a lot of agriculture. It's rich with family. But when it comes to business, it's a lot of things that come back. Don't get me wrong. It's a lot of fruit that starts there and roots. But you got to expand from there. So being from Mississippi, I knew that growing up that I wanted to be a business owner. Right? I saw my uncle. I worked with my uncle. He was a brick mason. But he was just good with his hands. And when I was about 3 years old, I started going out and working with him, talking with him. And he would pay me, you know, $1 a day, $2 a day to unload some sand or to be able to carry some bricks from here to there. But I learned the power of skill sets. I learned the power of being able to provide a solution to somebody based on the work that you could do and be able to get paid for it. Because I would see my uncle, you know, every year he and his wife, they take off two weeks a year and they travel the world, go to Greece or wherever, and they come back. But he was all about his work. He was all about making sure that he provided a valuable service to people, that his skill set was showcased. But in that business, I also saw that, like, he was self-employed. He made great money, but if he didn't show up,
money wasn't being made.
He had great word of mouth, but the marketing aspect wasn't there. People would tell about it based on the results of his skill, which is absolutely something you need. But to being able to scale that and to get more people, more customers, more eyeballs on your business, I didn't see that aspect. So I began to start looking at marketing, understanding how people behave when it comes to marketing. And I did like a semester and a half of college, dropped out of college, and had a choreography career, did BET, MTV, as far as background dances, performed on some of the stages with, you know, some of the biggest artists that you can name as far as within the past decade. But then getting back to the understanding of marketing and seeing, what I wanted to do for myself. And I was like, okay, I'm a choreographer. I need to have some type of brand. And I saw the power of internet. I didn't have a lot of money. And I began promoting myself. The same thing everybody else was doing. And I was like, okay, well, how can I stick out when it comes to promoting myself? And then I started understanding the power of actual marketing, understanding the science behind it, why people do certain things, why people take certain actions and make certain purchases. I started studying it. And from then I shifted from marketing to understanding the power of generating leads, the power of building a following, the power of building a community, the power of being able to follow up with people. And that pushed me into paid advertising because, like I said, I like to be on the back end. I'm not the person that's going to make 20 videos a day, sit down and edit it, post it on 17 different platforms. Although that does work, that strategy does work, but that's only an aspect of marketing. That's a very small aspect of marketing when you look at the grand scheme of things. I started looking at, okay, if we understand the science of it, then we're looking at paid marketing, then we have to understand the math behind it. And now for every dollar that we spend, we can predictably scale a business when it comes to revenue in terms of marketing. So I started diving into paid advertisement, started working on campaigns. I had a mentor at the time who was not that great of a businessman when it comes to doing right by people, but was extremely skilled in what it is that he did. Right. And my grandmother raised me, take the meat, leave the bone, take what you need, leave the rest of that, you know what I'm saying, by the wayside. And I needed to learn this skill set. I saw the power of this skill set of being able to sit down and market a business.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about? Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
And grow. And then when it comes from a business aspect, we talk about need-based businesses. What business you know don't need marketing?
Every business
don't need marketing. So if I'm going to bet on myself and put myself out there to say that this is what's going to be able to support me, I know that people need to be able to, they need to have to want the skill set, and that skill set needs to be something that's sustainable through time as long as I'm able to keep up my expertise on it. So got into paid advertisement, you know, worked on campaigns, you know, scaled to $1.5 million in 50 days back in like 2016, beginning days of Shopify. Some of my mentors, like the godfather of a lot of the people that you see going viral, a lot of the advertisers that you see now, like working on them, helping them understand Facebook advertising, helping them understand paid advertising and understanding how to read the data, what's important to a business, understanding your analytics, what age group is identifying with you the most, because if you understand it.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
25 to 34-year-old males are your base demographic. Now you can do research on that demographic and figure out what it is that they like more of. And you can have conversations based on what it is they like, because you are going to be able to grow with that.
That's a lot. That's a lot to unpack, dog.
Hey, bro, this is about to be a good one.
It is about to be a good one, dog. So some of the first things that I want to talk about is the studying part of the marketing.
Yes.
I even want to bring it down to, you know, a fundamental. People hear marketing, branding, they loop those into the same thing. Can we differentiate what is marketing versus what is branding?
Yes.
And then dive deeper into the actual marketing side.
Yes. So that's a great question. And I actually asked this question is when I was hosting on stage for a conference, because a lot of people get the two confused. Branding is more of the story behind what it is you do. When people think of your brand, what does it represent? Mm-hmm. How does it make them feel? What does it make them think about? What do they associate it with? And that gets into your color scheme. That gets into the music that you select. That mm-hmm. gets into the type of conversations that you have and the topics of those conversations. Marketing is being able to take that information and communicate it with the right people so that you can attract the right people and also repel the wrong people.
Mm. That's
important.
Because most people only talk about attraction. But you have to be able to differentiate and understand that everybody not for you. Which is why when you look at your insights, you see the majority of people in a certain demographic. Those are the people who resonate with your message naturally. And so understanding that, get in that, the other people, they may have a taste, they may rock with a little bit, but focusing in exactly where you need to be and repelling the wrong people, attracting the right people. That's the biggest aspect of marketing, is really understanding how to communicate that, picking the mark, focusing in on it. Branding is that story that they're going to be able to consume once you get that information to them.
Mm-hmm. I got you. I'm picking it up. So where you go?
I was just about to say, I think one of the biggest aspects of marketing is people need to understand it's very psychological.
Yes.
A lot of psychology majors do great at marketing because they understand how human behaviors and how to communicate with those behaviors.
Yes.
So I just wanted to highlight that part, that's what you're doing whenever you're actually marketing.
Yes.
You understand the psychology of humans and how they're going to react to certain things.
Yes. And truthfully, like, when you really dive into it and you understand the psychology and you start looking at behavioral patterns, you can almost predict how you need to position your business when it comes to marketing in the future based off the behavior of people. It's not like some hard aspect. You understand the data that you currently receive, who those people are, how they're behaving. You can almost predict where things will be in the next 2 to 3 years when it comes to your marketing and your business.
As they grow, you can just look at the same demographics.
Yeah.
So I said in the intro, marketing is like the lifeblood of your business, right? People don't know your product. They don't know your service. How are you going to sell it? So thinking about that.
I'm laughing because it's like, it's companies that people be like, man, I have the best fucking product. I got the best service, but they're not making money. And it's companies who have shitty fucking products and shitty services who's making a lot of money, but it's because they market better than you.
That's it.
That's why I was laughing.
That's it. But like with marketing, right? So marketing is different for every business. Mm-hmm. Some businesses, they market online. I know we spoke with Hamza, he's in government contracting. Marketing is different. So when we talk about marketing, I mean, obviously it goes across a couple of different spectrums. But I think for this episode, I really want to focus on online marketing because that's where a lot of things are trending toward, and that's what our people need to understand a bit better. So when it comes to online marketing, what would you say is like I'm somebody, I'm just starting out and I have a small brand, I'm just beginning. What are some ways that they can start getting their business out there to those people and identifying who those people are that are their tribe?
The biggest thing you should be focused on, any business should be focused on online, offline, but especially online, is building a list.
Okay.
Building some type of database that you can communicate with. What we find nowadays is a lot of people are dependent on social media for their business.
Talk about it.
But we've seen social media platforms go down for a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
How does that affect businesses if you're only dependent on social media platforms? So when it comes to online marketing, we need to focus on leveraging these social media platforms as windows to your business. People come, your social media platform, it's almost like they're window shopping. But your goal is to drive them to your list. Because if Instagram go down for a couple of hours, I need to be on TikTok today, I can send information out to my list that I own. Because when was the last time you changed your email address?
It's been a minute. I make news. Same. But I change the passwords. I just change the passwords. I ain't gonna lie.
You go back and you check.
I ain't gonna lie. I got one email address that I made to make me a MySpace page. And I still got it.
Yes.
That was 2008.
Yes. How many businesses do you go in where they offer you some type of discount in exchange for your email address?
Every major business online.
So if we talking about an online business, we talking about building a list, we talking about data. Understanding what the demographic and the data is for your business. And it's just looking at what the larger corporations are doing. It's obvious when you understand behavior and you look at what's happening. So was it 2020 when Mark Zuckerberg went and sat down in front of Congress and it was all about data? this data.
I don't know what we doing with the data, sir.
Data.
Don't know nothing.
Well, as a paid advertiser, the only thing that I'm doing is paying them for access to the data that they collecting.
Mm-hmm. Off of my platform
and everybody else's platform. I'm paying them for access to put my business in front of the right people. So if these major corporations are focusing on data, because that's what big technology company, that's all it is a data company.
Mm-hmm.
So as a business owner, you should be focused on building a list. Yes, make your content. You know, they talk about, you know, post your reels, post your TikToks, post your YouTube shows.
What's the end goal of all that?
The end goal is you should be driving people to some type of a place where you can capture some type of name, email, and or phone number so that you can build your list. Because when you get ready to launch a new product, when you get ready to release a new episode, when you get ready to give access to a new free training, a master class, or a course, you want to be able to tap into your own database regardless of what's going on with these social media platforms. That's the main thing that you should be focused on online is building a list.
I'm so glad you shared that, Iggy, because, like, again, people see social media. I like to stress it to people, right? Our platform, one of the premier platforms, social media, when it comes to financial wellness and building wealth. But at the end of the day, we don't own Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you post on social media platforms, there's an algorithm that determines who can see what you're putting out. However, whenever you own a list of people, if you're putting out an offer to those same people,
they're all gonna
receive the offer.
Absolutely.
Everybody's gonna get it. Will everybody open it? Maybe, maybe not. But the fact that you have that data, the fact that you have their email, the fact that you have your phone number, think about how much more direct that marketing is versus just throwing a bunch of shit at the wall when you're posting on social media.
Absolutely. And not only that, marketing right to drive traffic to that list, you know the type of people that are on that list, so you know the exact conversations to have with them. And the more research you can do on that, again, going back to the example, 25, 34-year-old males, you know that they may be interested in sports or boxing, so you may have conversations surrounding it. Even though your goal is to help them over here, just having conversations or conversing about topics they're interested in helps build that rapport on your list. And that's the most important thing when it comes to building a business online. I can't stress that enough.
I'm glad you touched on this. So can we get more into marketing strategy? Like when it comes to identifying and learning more about those people. Like, so obviously we see the demographics. We'll see like 25 to 34. But how do you learn about those different things that you can target people around?
What type of books are this demographic of people reading? These are simple Google searches.
Mm-hmm.
What type of books are they reading? What type of TV shows are they watching? What type of blogs are they reading? When you find out this information, now you can dive deeper. What type of content are they on? Of course, we've heard of, you know, going in and looking at Google Trends and keywords and answer the public, right, to figure out what people are searching and creating content about that. But the ultimate goal is to really know the person that it is that you communicating with. This because you're building a relationship with. The same thing you come to dating. The more you know that you're your partner, the more you can communicate with. And when you're building a business, when you're marketing, you're talking to one person. It may be a lot of people that relate with that one particular person, what we call an avatar.
Mm-hmm.
Your particular avatar. And we even go as far as giving it that person a name. Who is it that you're talking to? And every piece of content, every piece of communication, all your storytelling should cater to that one person. That's going to be, okay, this person's this age. They may make around this type of money. They may have this family size. They may be married, may not be. And now I know I can dive as deep as I want to with the understanding of who it is that I'm talking to. Most people think marketing is just promoting, just posting stuff on social media and saying, hey, I'm here. And then when it's not reflecting on the back end.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Long term, and when we look at the psychology of it, it's not hitting endorphins. You're not getting that gratification from your efforts. Now you want to quit on your business. Now you want to quit on your dream. Now you want to quit on yourself. But if we understand the process and know what it is we need to be doing, we can focus in there and dive deeper on knowing the people. The better I understand you, business partners, the better y'all understand each other, the better you can support him. Both of y'all got different strengths, different weaknesses. More than likely,
make fucking graphics.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Understand the strengths and weaknesses of your consumer, your ideal client, the avatar, the person that you've given the name. The more you can provide things that help them. And long term, it don't matter if you making a dollar off what you helping them with or not. You can support them, and they're gonna find gratitude with that, and they're gonna be with you longer term.
Hey man, you just said a whole lot. And I kind of want to break it down a little bit just for some of the people to write. Like, once you, not even just breaking it down on that part, but like, how are you building the list is where I want to go. Like, how are you building the list? How are you first attracting, okay, we're going to call our avatar, since you're saying, you know, 25 to 35. Oh, man, we're going to call him Jake. Right. How are you attracting a Jake? Right. How do you know this is going to be my avatar? Like, what are you putting out to first start building that avatar up?
So it's a formula that I follow when it comes to marketing across the board. It's an ACE formula.
ACE, like ACE?
ACE. Attention, conversation, exploitation. So the first thing is I'm putting out content on social media platforms, ultimately having a list that I want them to go to, but I'm putting out content. I may go on a 45 day, 60, 90 day, putting out content and seeing what gets the most attention, what attention garners the most conversation. Those are the main things I'm for. Then once you understand that, because then now you can start going looking at data. Start looking at insights, understanding the type of people who are engaging with your content, the content that has the most engagement. What type of content was that? Then breaking down psychologically, why did this content go? Then from there, looking at the comments, looking at the feedback that you may, messages that you may get from it. What type of conversation is that? And then going from there and creating more content like that. You may take dollars and put it behind some of those pieces of content, and then drive that to a landing page, which ultimately gets them to your list. So the only way to understand your audience is to try stuff, put stuff out there, but put stuff out there with a purpose. So that you can. Yes. And at first you may have to just throw some at the wall to see what sticks, but you're throwing stuff to see what sticks. And once you identify just a little bit of stick, okay, why did that stick a little bit more than this? And you're getting into the data, you're getting into the psychology of really understanding who it is you're talking to so that you can identify them as a Jake. And that avatar may change as your business changes. Mm. You may develop, you know, in new innovations, and that avatar may grow in age. And that age has different interests. Understanding maybe even the political background of your demographic.
That's how you're saying you can predict what you're going to need to do in predict. The next 2 to 3 years. Yes,
because they behave in a certain way. For instance, I'll give you an example based on behavior as far as being able to predict. You remember when the scooters first came to Dallas, right? The electric scooters. Yeah. They're not here no more, but the electric scooters. And they first went Bird, and, right?
Yeah.
So at that point, I'm looking at the behavior of people to access. What did you have to do in order to access those scooters?
Have a phone and scan it.
Scan what?
The QR code.
Before then, where were you seeing QR codes to access information?
Talk about it. Who bought it to
Dallas? Mm. So I'm sitting, you know, on the balcony. I'm looking at people scooting down through the city, and then I'm like, everybody that has to access this has to go through a QR code. So the behavior of that is scanning. Then we're looking at the behavior of Apple Pay. So people are naturally using a phone in order to access information. So I took the QR code, figured out how to create automation systems where you can literally scan a QR code and go through Facebook Messenger to be able to order. This pre-COVID. So understanding the behavior of people based off what's going on in the world. Now, okay, they scanning it. They is access to this, but them was $1 billion evaluations on them companies. So they had market penetration. Mm-hmm. So a lot of users were behaving or going through that behavioral process to access through QR codes. Of course, I didn't know what was finna happen and it was going to be there, but based off behavior, mm-hmm. I saw that there was going to be a timeline.
based off just looking at how people behave, then understanding the people.
QR codes for menus.
For everything. For everything. If I was a restaurant owner, I wouldn't have people scanning QR codes going directly to a menu. I have it going to a place where I would collect their email address and give them an incentive and then take them to the menu.
10% off your meal.
Because I know that everybody scanning that QR code they send down in my restaurant because of behavior. So I know that it experienced my business and I can send them more offers based on the behaviors that they're taking.
And off a lot of business owners miss my slow nights versus hot nights. If I notice Tuesday, 20% off Tuesdays. Man,
I'm gonna make more money with 20% off versus if I'm just slow that night.
I know what my slow nights are. I know the amount of traffic I'm getting to my page based off scans. I understand what's going on, and then I can follow up with it. Now, also, if I'm bringing in, I got a restaurant that I'm bringing in entertainment, I got more of a value add to these entertainments of why they need to be in this venue because I'm gonna market it out. My data provides an additional value. Your digital real estate, your digital assets. We hear this conversation talked about. What is that on the back end that you own?
Talk to me about it.
That's your list. Mm. How much information, how many different ways can you communicate with somebody? Social webbing. Somebody come to my Instagram, I want them to go to my YouTube. I want them to get on my email list. I want to get their phone on, get on my text list. I want them to be on my TikTok. I want them to be on my messenger list. I want them to be inside of my community. I want them to be opting into my Zoom so I can touch them in as many different ways.
Different
platforms. This is what these major companies doing.
It's a fact. So I kind of want to go back to the QR codes thing, right? So you saw the QR codes on the birds. So how did you start implementing and bringing those to the DFW, like with the different things that you were doing and different companies you were working with?
So there is this was at the time there was a platform that you could build chatbots on for Facebook Messenger. And I saw that you can create static QR codes and also dynamic QR codes. Static QR codes are QR codes that once you created them and you put the link on it, it's done.
Yeah.
Dynamic is you can go and you can change the link whenever.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
You can change the link whenever it is you want to. So the access to the chat box was through a link. So I just put the link on the back end as a destination for when they scan and go.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Now it's automating. Also from the chatbot to they can select chatbot or they can go in through text message. In order to get access to a particular incentive or to get access to order food, they would have to put in the information. And now the automations through the chatbot or the SMS will then begin to send them updates, congratulations, follow up with them. What are you getting on the database? But it's ease of access. The same way you know that you need to put stuff on social media because people in a form that people consume on mobile because, you know, most people are consuming content on mobile.
Iggy, one second. I don't want to glance over the chatbot stuff for our audience, right? So, okay, they scan the QR code.
Uh-huh.
The QR code takes them to Messenger.
At the time, correct.
It takes them to Messenger. With the chatbot, what are you using to set that up? Is that through Messenger? Is that through a different service?
There's a number of different platforms, but the premier platform that I would say it's called a platform called ManyChat, ManyChat. ManyChat. Okay. You need to have a Facebook account, but because Meta now owns Facebook, Instagram, mm-hmm. you can utilize it on both.
Okay.
Right, through DM, and it has different triggers which starts the automation based on comments, people DMing you,
keywords certain actions and shit like that.
That things that take, but it's building a database based off of that. And so it also give like a URL that people could send people, they could click on it and they can go through the chatbot. So on the front end of that, I put a QR code on that to the point that this now that ManyChat actually includes a QR code creator inside of the software now. Damn. At the time, it wasn't even in there. The chatbots are a way of automating messages.
So you don't have to do this shit manually.
So you don't have to do it manually. However, and you're only automating what you're doing manually. So you need to have some type of process that you're automating.
Most of us have clothes that we've loved for years, maybe even decades. But it's harder than ever to find clothes that will stand the test of time. If you're looking for more pieces designed to last, you can't go wrong with American Giant. From hoodies and t-shirts to denim and more, they've got everything you need to build a wardrobe that you'll be proud of for years to come. All American Giant clothing is created with a commitment to doing things better, from the materials they use down to the last stitch in every piece. And everything is made right here in America, in partnership with people and communities. Because keeping things local ensures the kind of quality you'll appreciate as soon as you receive your order. Discover the American Giant difference today. Shop wardrobe essentials that last a lifetime at American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code LT23 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code LT23.
You can't automate something if you don't have a process. And a lot of people think just because I got this automation in place, I'm good. But if you don't have a manual process already, what is it that you automating? And you're not going to have a good communication marketing with your target audience.
So I kind of want to go into that more, right? Because mm-hmm. marketing automation versus manual marketing. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about chatbots right now. People scan the QR code, they go to the conversation. And the chatbot is doing this. But when you're saying setting up manual, are you talking about like seeing the initial, to gather that data, like you're manually doing this to get the initial reactions to kind of tweak the copy, or like what does that look like?
Yes. So again, goes back to understanding like human behavior. How are people engaging? How are they responding? So when they scan the QR code, in this instance, going into the chatbot, into Messenger, it may initially say, you know, it'll have a thing that says get started, because that's the initial prompt for the software. After they get started, they agree that they want to subscribe, which is what that get started is. And it may say, congratulations for, you know, opting into our automated messaging service. This is here to make sure that you get information fast. Initially, I'm welcoming them. I'm letting them know this is an automation. But in order to get there, I may have had to accept some messages manually in my process of answer. Some people DM me all the time, you know, kind of the questions that they ask. Majority of the time, now you can put automations in place what they asking, so that you're not having to manually do that process. If they ask you, how can I get, you know, my product featured or placed in the podcast or whatever the question is, you can kind of have.
How can I invest in the stock
exactly,
market?
Yeah. Exactly. You have these certain things and automate it so that, and it gives them access to the information that you would recommend that they have. But at that same time, they agreeing to subscribe to your database. And at the time, I was heavy on Messenger chatbots because it was the number one ranked app in the social media marketplace in the App Store. So I was looking at, okay, what's going on? If it's the number one ranked tier, Facebook, it was outranking Facebook just globally. If Facebook got this many users, it was the number one communication over, aside from text message, globally. So it's just understanding certain aspects since the whole situation with
the data
and everything, people have kind of steered a little bit away from
chatbots
when it comes to Messenger. But you still got
WhatsApp.
You still got Instagram DM.
It's crazy because Meta still own WhatsApp too
and Instagram. So it's the same thing, but it's just branding,
public perception.
Yeah, public which shapes public perception and perception
whole
reality.
Thing is, it's encrypted. It's just the same motherfucking people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Facts.
It's the same people that's encrypting. And when you say encrypt, if you don't understand what that means, which most people don't, what y'all doing? Y'all locking the door?
Yeah, it's secure.
What y'all doing? Y'all locking the door?
They still got access to it.
Yeah, y'all put a password on it. What does that really mean? You know, what level of encryption? Any of y'all told me a level, and I don't know, like, how y'all really protecting that?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there are other opportunities. But The main thing for sure, when it comes to list building is an email list. Chatbots are ways to communicate with people, but bridge them because you still want to collect inside the chatbot.
Because you don't own it.
Because you don't own it. But I can download a CSV file with your email, your name, your address, your phone number, and I can store that on a hard drive, internet go down for a couple of days, erase everything, whatever.
I can market to you forever.
I can market to you. You change your email address, all right, cool, but like we just don't happen a whole lot of times. And then also when we talk about paid advertising, leveraging that data, I could take that same CSV file that I downloaded my email list, I could upload it to these advertising
like
platforms.
Meta, Snapchat, Google.
And now I can, based on all the data points that they have, they're going to go and find these people, and it's going to say, I'm going to say, hey, this is my list of people. This is all the data points that I have. Go and create an audience and find these people on your platform based off all the data points you have. Mm-hmm. And I can retarget these people. I can, create audiences of people who fit the data points of them, look-alike audiences, mm-hmm. and I can market to those people. But I can start my list. I can start with people who I know who rock with me. Now, if I have a leads list, or a buyer's list, people who actually purchase, I can communicate and market with them differently.
So, but before we go into the paid marketing side, I know you kind of want to go there. I still want to go back to the customer avatars because mm-hmm. I think that's very important with creating a customer avatar. You talked about a few different points, like Nikki mentioned, like their age, kind of like some of their interests. If I'm a small business owner, I'm trying to figure out my customer avatar, what advice would you have to offer for them?
Look at competitors in your niche, in your industry. How are they marketing? Ain't nothing new under the sun. How are they marketing? What is their messaging? How are they communicating? There is also a saying that good artists copy, great artists steal. Mm-hmm. If I'm a good artist, I may try to mimic and copy what it is that y'all doing. But if I'm a great artist, I'm going to take what works from over here. I'm going to take what works from over here. I'm going to take what works from over here. So researching that industry, there's two things that allow you to create your avatar: experience and research. If you having experience in the niche so that you can understand what that lingo is, what the people whose problem that you're looking to solve, what they're going through, what their pain points are, based on your experience, whether that's firsthand or somebody you know, and then researching your competitors to know what it is, how they're communicating. They're the people that they're talking to, what are their pain points? And then being able to craft some type of messaging behind that and give them access to something free. When we talk about building a list, creating a content, we talk about the ACE formula, attention, conversation, exploitation, creating attention. It's going to be heavily derived off the content. If ain't nobody paying you attention, they can't pay you in nothing else. Mm-hmm. So then now the conversation, understanding that, whether somebody messaging you, they comment on a post, they talking shit about you.
That's still.
I prove it to you. However you feel about R. Kelly, when the stuff was going on, when his court case was going on, what happened to his streaming numbers?
They went up.
They went up. They went crazy.
People saying, stop streaming R. Kelly. People still streaming R. Kelly.
Streamed them more.
I found out about Tekashi from somebody talking noise about him on social media. I don't care nothing about his music, but
I'm not a fan of his music, but I know who he is.
Know who he is. And he was able to monetize off of his little day. He created attention. People had conversation about him. And he exploited the attention in the conversation and monetized it. Same formula. So being able to create that attention, build that list, for sending people to some type of free offer. Whether that be you hear people talk about ebooks, you hear talk about free masterclasses. This is what we call lead magnets. Mm-hmm. So that people can, you can get them on there because it's a what's in it for me attitude. Mm-hmm. I got to give you something to get something. And so that's kind of where I would focus in when it comes to that.
I kind of want to talk about once you're getting them, expanding them now. You talked about the touch points just previously, right? That's where you're actually going deeper on your avatar so you can understand how to predict them better. How are you creating more touch points? What are you doing? Are you surveying them? Are you giving them more offers so they can answer certain things? What are you doing in that instance?
So absolutely surveying them figuring out what it is that they like, seeing the conversation that's had around other topics. Literally, I use paid advertising for other people to my advantage. So I research online, and then I'm going to get retargeted with advertisements based on this. I'm looking at what these other people are doing in my niche, in my field that is currently working. What are other people doing that's working right now that I can take a piece of that and implement this? So when we talk about going deeper on these touch points, it's surveying them. It's seeing how other people are communicating with them. It's seeing how they're behaving when it comes to the offer that it is that I have. There's when we talk about our checklist, when we talk about launching products, man, before it ever reached the masses, it had gone through 10, 11, 12 different steps of rejection. To see what it is that people rocking with and what they not rocking with. The people gonna tell you what it is that they like. You just have to pay attention to them. So asking as many questions as you can in many different ways and seeing what other businesses, what other that are in your niche, that are your competitors, what it is they doing so that you can learn more about them. Same way you learn something about the whatever sex you interested in. As far as the whether that be a woman, a man, what is they like? How I need to communicate them? They like people who smell good. They like people who have conversation. They like people who got a certain amount of status, this, that. And you start catering to that because now they can pay attention to you.
When it comes to clothes, it's great to have options. But having pieces that you can wear anywhere is a must for everybody. That's why American Giant makes clothing that fits into your life seamlessly, with quality you have to feel to believe. And with an impressive selection of staples to choose from, there's something for everyone. So whether you're on the hunt for the perfect t-shirt, a solid pair of jeans, or super soft sweatshirts, American Giant has what you're looking for. Each American Giant piece is designed to last and created with commitment to doing things better. And all their products are made right here in America. Because keeping things local ensures the kind of quality you'll feel and appreciate for years to come. Discover the American Giant difference today. Shop Wear Anywhere Closet Staples at American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code WA23 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code WA23.
And you may have to get their attention in this way, what it is they want. And then as a conversation develops, you feed them what it is they need. But you have to understand them. And it's through that conversation, through getting more attention, seeing what that conversation is about. The same way we talk about any topic, we got to open the conversation up so we can see how people feel about it. And now we can move forward. Same thing we got to do in business. Get attention, get conversation. Understand that conversation, and then that's where you get your data from. It's really paying attention to that conversation. Of course, when we talk about like tangible data, name, email, phone number, address, when they purchased, how much the AOV, average order value was, what the LTV is, a lifetime value of your customer, what times a day are they purchasing the most, what times a year are they purchasing the most. These tangible data points. But in order to get to these tangible data points, you have to understand the psychological data, which is the behavior of the people who are taking these actions to give you that data. Who are the people that are purchasing? The people that are purchasing $300 worth, what type of people are they? These type of people, what do these people like? How can I communicate with these people more? Which goes back to the people.
I'm following you. So what you're talking about right now is like taking leads and turning them into customers, and then kind of identifying those customers and how to target more people that are like them, right?
Yes.
Talking to the customers more.
Talking to the customers
more. Than just, I want you to buy something, but you actually having that conversation. So once again, we're going to create the woman to the man, right? You a nigga?
Yeah.
How are you getting to the woman and you're saying, how are you being successful with her saying, okay, I want to go on a date with you? And then how are you getting her to say, I want to go on another date with you? You know,
how did you learn how to communicate with women?
Trial and error.
And what is that trial and error? That's really what? Data research. That's research and development.
Anecdotal.
Yes. Through experience. And then you went and researched, okay, this is what other people are doing. My homie, he be talking to him. Like he be
pulling all of them.
Bro, what you be saying, bro? Like how you research? So I'm taking my experience and I'm researching based off that experience, and I'm getting better. The next time I go to the marketplace, because I'm marketing to the marketplace, next time I go to the marketplace, I got better data based off my experience and my research, and I know how to communicate better. I know how to market better. I know how to identify the people I want to talk to. I was trying to talk to these type of girls. That ain't really my type. I really don't want the ones that XYZ, right? You know, the next time you go to market, nah, this more so my range right here. Now I know my range. This is what they really like. These type of girls like this type of thing. So I'm going to be more of this, and I'm going to offer more of this, or I'm going to develop myself to be able to provide more of this and be the best at providing this that I possibly can to this group of people. And now I don't want to attract nobody else but this group of people. The rest of them I'm repelling. So, but you can only do that if you understand the people who you're talking to. No tangible data comes without the psychological understanding.
That's deep.
So, now...
I was just about to ask about the repelling part. Like, okay. Like you said, a lot of people talking about the attraction, but how do you repel people that you don't want, right? Because once again, even with us growing a brand, there was a point where we're starting to get like a lot of comments where it's like, y'all not the people that we talking to. Like, y'all niggas don't see the vision and y'all are really doubtful of the vision. So how do you repel some of those people who you don't want to attract?
Hey, yo, what's going on? This Black Wealth Renaissance. We're looking for entrepreneurs who are specifically focused on building their craft. And you know, we're talking to our people, our Black people, right? If this is something that you're interested in, what you want to do is click the link in our bio. If you're not interested in this, look, this may not be for you. We get that. Maybe you can come back again and it may be for you then. So I identified the people I'm talking to. I told them, look, and like sometimes we go as far as like, look, this ain't for you. If you're a tire kicker, if you're going to quit, this ain't for you. But don't be afraid to say no. The power of saying no. If somebody come in here and they start doing something to you that you ain't rocking with and you ain't feeling, you're going to tell them stop. You're going to tell them no. The same way in your marketing. When you call out who you want, it's a natural understanding that the people who are not inside of that avatar, who don't fit. If I'm speaking to 25 to 34 year old males, I'm saying, yo, men, naturally women are not going to pay attention. If I say, yo, fathers, naturally, if you're not a father, you might not want to pay attention. You know, if you're looking, you know, men who are looking to be married to women in the next 3 years. Well, if you're not a man and you're not looking to be married in the next 3 years, they may not be for you. So under the more that you communicate with the people, and the more specific that you get with your avatar, the more it will be about repelling. But if you just broad and you just want to be focused on attraction, then you get a whole bunch of people who not really
they don't really want
what you offering, and ultimately that does nothing for your business.
Appreciate you for that.
Now I want to get to the paid marketing side of things, right?
Because bread and butter.
Paid marketing is one of the things that I think is often discounted, right? Organic marketing is great. You can get a lot of attention through that. But when we start talking about conversions, you got to get a little pay to play somewhere in there at one point or another, right? So when it comes to paid marketing, I kind of want to talk about, like, how did you find your way into it? And then we get to some strategy stuff a little later.
So, again, I found my way into it because I had a mentor who was, like, an expert at it. Like, unbelievable when it came to paid advertising. And then, like, at the time, I wasn't somebody who just necessarily wanted to be out front. I've always been somebody who could be, but I'm a great number two. Mm-hmm. I'm a great number two who, if, you know what I'm saying, the point guard out the game, I can play point two. I could be whatever it is. So paid advertising was a way for me to reach more people.
What's good, y'all? It's Aaliyah from the Young and Dumb Show. I have something for you. If you're young and interested in learning more about different careers, becoming an entrepreneur, and really get into the bag, then be sure to check out and subscribe to the Young and Dumb Show. On this show, we sit down with the biggest, and I'm talking the biggest, career professionals, entrepreneurs, influencers, and entertainers to break down how to be successful in different industries. It's brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip hop, powered by creators. Let's get it, y'all.
And not having to be in front of a lot of people. So it was the ability for me to master and be in front of people, in people's face, but out the way. And I appreciate that just in my personality. Like, I appreciate being able to be in people's face, but also be out the way, not like not in the mix of things. Like, I'm cool, cut, and chill and quiet, but like if it's the right time, like, you know, I'm a vibe and I'm gonna be the life of the party. So having that personality, I needed to find something that I could do when it came to marketing, because I knew marketing where I needed to be. I saw paid advertisement. I saw the opportunity when it came to Facebook and paid advertisement. I understood the importance of data. So it was, okay, this is what people are doing organic. Being able to amplify that from a paid advertising, and we talk about knowing your avatar, knowing specifically who you're talking to. Now I can take paid dollars and I can create advertising campaigns and specifically advertise to these people who mm-hmm. I know are my avatar, with communication and references and content that I know that they rock with.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can pay to put this in front of them, and based on the funnels that I have in place, based on being able to track that through my funnel, I can now create dollars from my ad spend. So then I can predictably say every dollar that it is that I spend, I make this on the back end. So now you have an ATM machine. Every time if you could go around and every time you gave somebody a dollar and they gave you $1.75 back, would you do that? You know, all you had to do, they won't give you. Absolutely. So in your business, if you understand how to structure that process to be able to put money into a machine and it give it to you back, now you can scale your business. And people like feel great about being able to do it organically. That's absolutely great. Wonderful. Takes a lot of hard work.
I ain't gonna lie. That's one of our biggest downfalls, if you ask me, is like we lean too heavily on the organic movement and not.
But if you understood the data that you built and the footwork that you were already done, because again, we're going back to automation, automating the manual process, pay advertising, automating what you're doing organically.
Mm-hmm.
You've identified what type of content your viewers like. You identify what age group. You identify the type of conversations. You identify what content, based on when you put it out, brings in revenue. So now taking that, those pieces of content like it, putting dollars behind it and putting a system that actually drives traffic, converts leads, builds a list, creates offers. So you guys having the following that you do and the data that you do, because did you know, based on your viewership on your views on Instagram, you can go run ads to them right now, Instagram or Facebook. Mm-hmm. You can run ads to them based on how much they've watched your video. So somebody watched your video 75% of the time. Would you say that they are interested?
They're in pretty interested.
95% of the videos. Extremely. And you can select the videos and you can run an ad directly to them people.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. It's our ultimate Sleep Number event. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
$5 a day. I got people that went from 5,000 followers to $40,000 on a $5 a day budget for 2.5-3 months. Based off putting that content in front of the people that matter, understanding the data, understanding their demographics. People miss people when they look at marketing.
$5 a day?
$5 a day. Because you understand who you need to put this in front of. And based off your organic marketing, you can take that, the work you've already done, because they're collecting the data and they just giving us access to it. So when I teach paid advertising, I teach it as if you hiring a sales team.
Talk about it.
Right? So every ad that I put out is a salesperson.
Mm.
And you know, salespeople are paid based off performance.
That's a fact.
My ads are ran based off performance. If I send a salesperson out to a specific area with a specific number of tickets to sell, and the when the data comes back, he's not selling no tickets. Well, is it his performance? Is the area? Is it the area that I sent him to? Is it the type of people that I wanted him to talk to? Is it what I was telling him to say to the people that he was talking to? I look at that, and then I can make adjustments in my salespeople the same way I can make adjustments in my paid advertising. So essentially now, Facebook becomes my sales team. Hmm. Now Facebook worked for me. I got Facebook employees every time I put ads out. Because a salesperson, I'm just going to grade them on their performance. I'm going to pay them commission based on their performance. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pay Facebook to put my advertising in front of people based on performance.
And if it don't work, I can shut it down.
The better you able to gauge their performance, the better able you able to show them and optimize them to be able to produce. The same way you do your advertisement. The same way pay advertisers. And it goes right back to you only automating what you're doing manually.
Hmm. That's heavy. So I'm glad you're getting into this because I kind of want to talk about some of the data wars that's going on that a lot of people might not be privy to. You know, we got Apple shut off a lot of data that people were, well, they didn't shut it off, but they gave people the option to share the data with these apps and all of these things. Then, you know, Google's kind of following suit. I think I saw they about to stop doing cookies or something like that on people. So like how is the changing landscape, how are you going to be able to navigate that changing landscape so you can continue to be successful? Because right now the big players, they're going at war, but it's going to hurt a lot of the little people who are able to predict like that.
So when you say that, you're saying that they're shutting off access to their tracking and so their data, right?
I'm saying they're shutting it off, but they're giving people more of the power and, you know,
more authority.
Yeah. And people, once they saw the thing with the FBI, like you said, mm-hmm. you saw a change in behavior. You saw the Messenger stop being the number one app. So it kind of has that same effect. It's like, oh, why am I sharing this with you? Yeah. I'm going to hit cancel.
Right.
So
so now you is going right back to, like you said, them giving you the choice. So do I want them to track me or not? When you go to a store and they ask you for your email address, you have a choice to give them your contact information or not. You going on their list, and you have willingly chose to give your contact information to them on their list. So if they're shutting down these, or they're giving you the choice to keep them from tracking your data, that means that I need to be building my list even more. That means that I need to be communicating with you even more outside of their platforms, because again, I can take my data that I have collected as a business and I can give that data to these advertising platforms, and they can take whatever data they still have access to. Because even when this, they're tracking moving forward from the time that you mm-hmm. select that,
all your past that data email there, address and all that other stuff, your past actions,
yeah, all that's there, and it's to the point where it's predictable. They can literally predict what it is you want. When you be like, oh my God, it's they read my mind because they showing me this ad. Well, you don't like this video. You don't watch 50% of this video. You don't went to this website. The friends that you engage with the most like this the most. So you more than likely probably like this right here. Same thing I was saying. The more that you understand your avatar, the better you can service them. Because again, it's business. If you want your business to be successful, you're solving for real problems. Mm-hmm. Like for real. You're not trendy, because if you just doing cash grabs, cool, whatever, your time gonna come and go. But if you running a real business, you're trying to solve real problems. And in order for you to solve real problems, you gotta understand how that really affect the people that got those problems. And when you understand how that problem really affect the people, because when you selling something, you're not selling the facts of that. You're selling the story, the experience, the benefit that people can get from that.
Mm-hmm.
And if the more I understand you, the more I can understand the benefit that you want. My product or service is a bridge to get you there, because you really don't care about my product or service. You just care about getting that result. I'm just a bridge to get you to that result. That's all my product or service is a bridge to get you to the result that it is you want. But I need to understand what that result is. I need to understand what that problem, so I can build the right bridge, the proper bridge, in order to connect those dots. And the going back to the formula, if I create the right attention for the right people, I can get the conversation. And in that conversation, I can find out everything you need to know. They tell you, go in a room, you want to find out about someone, just sit there, be quiet, listen. They say you got two ears, one mouth. Listen more than you speak. The conversation. You seeing what the people are telling you, and you provide to them. We notice how 50 Cent built his career. He built his website. He can launch some stuff, get some feedback from the people. And then when they didn't like it, okay, y'all like that. Y'all like this. Cool.
More what you like, less of what you don't.
That's all it is, which goes back to just understanding the people.
Iggy, man, I want to ask, kind of building on what Jalen asked, do you think that Facebook marketing is dead in 2022 moving forward?
No.
From what I'm hearing is it's actually more specific, because now they're repelling the people who don't want to share their data, and you get better data points for the people who want to accept. I'm with you.
And then on top of that, if I got my own data, I can retarget these people. And then these other platforms, if I'm sending traffic from YouTube or TikTok or organically from email, and it's going to a site and I have tracking on there, then I can retarget these people that do have access. So you can't do nothing more important when it comes to long term in your business building data. Because if we really look at like influencers, they are paid based off the amount of people that they can influence, meaning the amount of people that they have access to. Just imagine if you got 2 million followers on a social media platform, but you got 250,000 people on the email list.
That's powerful. The email list hit harder. It's 250,000 people that you know for sure gonna get that message.
Know for sure gonna get that message. If I was an influencer, that's what I could have had big numbers on my social media a long time ago, but I was paid advertising, so I had this brand, I had that brand, and I'm cool with nobody knowing who I am and marketing. All the stuff they talking about on Shopify and ads, and man, when the Star Wars movie came, the number one, whatever it was, 2015, 2016, we were selling lightsabers, $100,000 a month in revenue selling lightsabers when the movie came out. Fidget spinners. When the iPhone switched from the charger that took the aux cord off and it had the adapter.
Talk about it.
$20,000, $30,000 a month in revenue from ad spend based off that. Remember globally,
charges I told you about.
Globally,
the C-type.
Yes, nigga.
Sitting in Jackson, Mississippi, yeah. Selling to people in Australia, selling to people in Japan, selling to people in Spain, selling to people in Hawaii, selling to people in Dallas, Texas, sitting in Jackson, Mississippi.
Sheesh. So, what's been your most successful ad campaign?
My most successful ad campaign was $1.5 million in 50 days.
Generated revenue.
Generated revenue.
Damn.
What was the spin?
That was the spin. We spent $330,000.
Damn. That's a great ROI.
That was with a team of people. And I was still in my learning process. But I provided a whole lot of value, so I'm definitely going to take my credit. But on my own solo, I took a company online. Middle of a pandemic, from $5,000 a month online and 9 months to over $100,000 a month in online sales. Predictably, to the month before, how much do we need to cross 1,000? Order this amount of units. I'm going to move them for you.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Okay, I got a question. So you're doing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are you making money on the back end? Are you just charging them a flat fee? Have you ever been approached by someone who say, okay, look, you know, I might not have the full money, but I give you percentage of the back end of that $1.5 million. Have you ever been approached like that? How are you charging, and how can someone grow?
All of the above, just depending on what it is, the time that it is that I have to provide value to it. if it represents something that I represent as far as me and my business structure, and if I see benefit in that long term. So starting off, it was just, you know, I was charging $250-$500 an ad campaign, right? And then as it went up, it grew to $2,500 a month. Then, and $2,500 a month plus a minimum of $1,000 that you had to have additional to spend in advertising dollars. So my service fee was $2,500, and minimum you had to also have an additional $1,000 that didn't come to me. You had to have that on a card that you connected to your ad account, and that was a minimum that you would need to be able to spend. Now, of course, if we spend $1,000 and I'd have made you $3,000, you would want to scale. Then it went from there to, okay, if you're building this brand, where is your business right now in online revenue? Once I come aboard, whatever increase that's here, I want to participate in that increase from the ad
spend. Where you at?
And we can track the revenue from ad spend online. If it's something that you're doing, you at influence or whatever, and they had that, I don't want to participate. But anything, that I provide, based on my skill set, but you have a number of different ways, because not you can provide it as a service to people. But when we talk about lead gen, if I want to tap into the real estate niche and I'm good at running paid advertising and I'm looking for, want to create a buyer's list, I can create my own funnel. I can run my own advertising campaign. I can build my own database and I can sell email blasts to people, or I can sell that whole list to somebody in the real estate niche who are looking for buyers. Or I can front advertising campaigns and I can charge them per lead. So if they used to paying $10 a lead, every lead, I can provide them 100 leads at $8 a lead, $5 a lead. If I'm running advertising and I'm paying $2 a lead and I'm selling them for $8 a lead, $5 a lead. So it's a number of different ways that you can move around in it. I don't focus on like teaching this specific strategy when it comes to ads. This is how you run ads. This is a skill set. Figure out what value you can add based on your experience and your research and tap into it. Because that's what I did. That's my story. Marketing was something I knew that everybody was going to need.
Mm-hmm.
So you figure out, take this skill set, what it is that you do for you know, people who have podcasts and have shows. It may be able to get you more viewership. It may be able to build a list that you can market to people. We are big, you know, we are the Private Banker Society. We are big on community, huge on community. So our focus is getting as many people inside our community, because in truth, that's still building a list, still building a database, but it's a dynamic database. So it's focusing, taking that paid advertisement, running, understanding the process of a funnel, understanding that you need leads, that you need to be able to convert those leads into sales, that you may need to be able to communicate with them long term. In order for you to do that, you have to understand the people who you're talking to, what problems they have, and how to position your solution in terms of the benefits and what's in it for them.
I ain't gonna lie, man. This has been a really insightful episode. Anybody who's looking to really scale, grow their business, understand how to, you know, talk to your audience, go back and listen to this one again, dog.
Please.
Go back and listen to this one again. Thank you, Iggy, for your time. I know we're about to have to pivot into our last questions
mm-hmm.
of the episode. So I'm going to let my brother David get in his first one.
So, Iggy, man, I want to ask you my favorite question. What are you currently doing with your money to make sure that you don't end up in a position where you're broke again?
Currently investing in skill sets. Currently investing in making sure that me as an individual, I can provide that value to people, specifically in my niche, never feeling comfortable in what it is that I currently have and the knowledge that I have. And of course, practicing private banking. Practicing private banking.
I got my three questions. First question, are you frugal or are you a flexer?
I've had my share of both. I'm more frugal, but I do have my moments of flexing. But my flexing is may not be the typical flexing. It's gonna be like hard hitting right there in that moment, and then I'm gonna duck off and go somewhere safe out of the way. But it's scattered. But I definitely had a phase in my life. I'm older now. In my earlier 20s, I had that phase where I was just wanting to show everybody everything. But as the more wealth that I saw myself wanting to create, I wanted to be able to go places and be with my family and chill and not having to be. So I toned it down a lot on that.
That's a bet. Second question is, how are you building wealth for your family? What are you doing to leave a legacy?
So the biggest thing that I'm doing is making sure that I'm documenting and teaching the skill sets that I have to my children, as well as showing proof of that online. And I understand that in order to really leave the legacy that I want, it has to be proof of that duplicated in other people. So building the community that we have with the Private Banker Society is a huge part of that legacy. It's pretty much a ministry for myself. Also understanding the process and how banks work, how banks leverage insurance, how banks leverage certain investments, even outside of the stock market and real estate, to be able to move. But really investing into people and having that process in place for my children to be able to take the step forward and follow in the footsteps, because I can you know, invest in money as far as you know, skill sets to acquire money. I can invest in crypto, which I'm not gonna get into that conversation because that's a whole nother thing. But you got all the different investments, but I believe the most in investing in people. I believe the most in investing in people. That say that the day a man dies is the day that the last person speaks your name. And so I look to provide value, and I look to provide information to people that continues that going, so that my legacy is forever spoken of. Because if my children go somewhere and they can speak my name, they have access to something speaking my name based off the works that I've done, that's legacy for me.
Mm, that's deep. Last question. Do you have life insurance?
Yes.
Private banking.
Yes.
Private Banker Society.
Yes.
Private Banker Blueprint.
Yes. But I want to say, I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. Keep doing what you guys are doing. Give me access to new people. Again, this is my first podcast, and it's an honor and a privilege for this to be the first one. For me, this is history. This is part of my legacy today. So I appreciate y'all, and I want y'all to hear from me, because I definitely believe in giving flowers while we're here. So continue what y'all doing, and I'm 100% appreciative of the opportunity.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate you coming on and adding value to the show. So, Iggy, before we let you go,
this ain't
going to
be the last time either. We ain't even get into automation. So this ain't going to be the last time.
Before we let you go, got to ask you to let the people know how they can follow you, how they can tap in, and any of your services, and obviously how you can join the Private Banking Society. Well, you can join the Private Banking Society before I let you go. Go to blackwealthrenaissance.com/bank, and then you'll be able to join there.
Yeah.
blackwealthrenaissance.com/bank, and you'll be able to join that. But yeah.
So you can connect with me on social media at Iggy, IGGIE, and privatebankersociety.com. Anything that you want to know about me is in the society.
That's it. Well, I want to say thank you again, my brother. Appreciate you for pulling up. And before we get up out of here, we're going to get into some house cleaning. Once again, everybody, please leave that 5-star rating and review. I need that. I do want to highlight some of my people who did leave us some reviews lately.
Hey, shout out to the
lately.
337.
Yeah,
man.
Appreciate you so much.
You heard.
Thank you guys just for speaking up. 337 Native. Awesome conversations taking place. I received great gems throughout these episodes. Keep it up. The boot is definitely listening and taking in the free game.
Yeah.
Visible Visions. Another one I have is super relatable for anybody, right? They say, I'm an entrepreneur with several companies and do extremely well for myself. However, these gems you can get for scaling your money and building for more relationships. The show is one of the few podcasts that make sure people who don't invest or are not into real estate or don't have a business understand the proper terminology to give them a place to start from. I've been running my companies for 3 years and we do well. Every episode I'm able to get a golden nugget and apply to for success.
Let's
These
go.
Dudes are dope. So thank you so much. Appreciate you, Jbird 62711. Thank you for leaving that review as
Shout
well.
Shout out to my 337 native too, man. You gotta give his name in the bitch.
I did. It was visible vision.
Oh, I ain't know that was his name. I thought y'all was something at the end of it. Nah, I ain't gonna
visible,
hold it.
Visible vision. So for appreciate sure. y'all so much, dog. Thank you for leaving the ratings and the reviews. We will appreciate it. Once again, if you got some negative shit, if you want us to improve,
man,
we listening to
DM,
it.
Man.
Hey, yeah, we listening to it.
Yeah,
so whatever
yeah.
you got to say, we here for the feedback, dog. Appreciate y'all. Also, y'all join our email list as well.
Hey, that's all I'm saying.
Look, go to blackwealthrenaissance.com.
Yeah. Click the link below. But, nah, man, Financially Invincible Challenge just wrapped up. We don't have that for y'all. If you missed it, sorry, you played yourself. Could have got some very valuable information that could help change your family for generations. But they got a lot of other information and different things that we're going to be kicking to y'all over the next few months.
2023.
Y'all join that email list, like my brother said. You interested in getting started, learning how to build your own bank, learning how to run these ads, right? All this information is also available for you in the Private Banker Society. BlackWealthRenaissance.com/bank.
Yes, sir.
You go to BlackWealthRenaissance.com/bank. You can get access to that. And until next time, y'all, this is Black Wealth Renaissance.
Signing out. Peace.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.